Hey guys, this is me, Jenny, and welcome to the Nightcast podcast. Wow, it's the first Wednesday of this month, or November, and it's my birth month, just to inform you guys. But anyways, how are you guys? I missed you all. How's your vacation? To those students out there, how's your mental health? How's your academic break, if you have any? How's life? How's your love life? How's your family going? Are you okay? Are you fine? But anyways, this is the season 3 of my podcast. Can't you believe it? It's been like yesterday since I've started this podcast, and now I'm really going full speed with this one. It's already for the third season. We're already gathering up for the third season, and I can't believe it. Like, literally, I can't believe that I'm able to bring you a lot of fresh, fresh information, fresh whereabouts or whatever. But anyways, I'm just trying to ask you these questions about how are you? Are you doing fine? Because for this season, we're going to talk about your mental health, our mental health. It's gonna focus on the mentality that we have, but in a more perspective. I mean, a perspective, not opinionated, or maybe it can be opinionated. It depends, but we're going to have the diverse culture of how mentality affects us as people, as workers, as students, as mere humans. It all goes down to how we handle our mental health, because that is very important, especially during this day or during these times. We have a pandemic situation. We all know that. But most of the countries, or some of the countries, have already lifted their bans, lifted their masks, and, you know, some other countries, other countries are still strict. Like, for example, my country, we still have to wear double masks, face shields, or anything that would suffice. And we all have our different measures, or we all have our different way of coping up with this situation. And our mental health is entirely attacked during this time. I remember when I was in my first year of college, it was 2 years ago. The pandemic hasn't started yet. But of course, it started during my, it's my end of first year college, yeah, towards the end of my first year college. But before that, when we have face-to-face classes, it was all in a jiffy. It was like a dream to me. Why? Because it was like a 5-minute video that I've watched whenever I imagine, or whenever I think about those days that I'm able to go to school without worrying about masks, without worrying about shields, without worrying about having this COVID virus, without having any diseases at all, and without worrying about death. Well, I'm not really worried about death. Like, I'm worried about what happens to those people that I love when I die. And those worries, overthinking, doesn't really help at all. But we can't help it. Yes, it doesn't really help in our situation. Yes, people say, oh, don't overthink. Don't think about this. Don't think about that. But even if we don't do it often, or even if we don't do it, or we don't overthink, we don't do anything, it just passes through. It sinks itself in without us inviting it. We didn't invite any of the any of these things, any of these diseases, they just happen to enter their lives to us. Your mental health is really important because it really tells you how much of a meaningful person you are. When I was in first year, to continue this story, we had face-to-face classes. We are able to go out, party with our friends, talk with our friends, go to the mall with our friends without worrying about any of those problems at all. Yes, there were times that our mental health is attacked too because it's difficult to study, especially in college. But it's the type of difficulty that you can still bear. Unlike for this setup, yes, it is online class, everyone will say, or anyone will say, why should you be in burden? It's just an online class, it's not face-to-face. And well, in fact, they haven't or they didn't experience face-to-face or online classes at all. Or they didn't experience the online class setup. That's why they're eager to say that, or they easily say such things. But for us, who've experienced both, it's a kind of a different vibe. At first, when I thought that online class is better, yes, it was theoretically speaking. But after such a long time, you'll realize how toxic it is. How toxic the environment is. You have your online classes. Yes, you're in your house. But you do not have all the time in the world. You can't divide your body to do all of those things that you need to do. After doing your activities, you have to do the household chores. You have to do the organizational chores that you have in school. You have to do your other works and stuffs after classes, may it be synchronous or asynchronous class. And then after that, you'll have to be a daughter, you'll have to be a son, you'll have to be a friend, you'll have to be a companion. It all goes down to everything. It's kind of hard to pinch in your time, especially when your time is being divided into important things, but there are other important things waiting in line. It's hard to divide yourself. That's a problem. But when you have face-to-face, you're studying. You study when you arrive or when you come home. You already have your dinner. You have your own money to buy lunch, to buy your snacks. And it isn't just about the money, but the time that you have during those times, it's more flexible. But now that you're here, it means that you're just here. You're having an online class, and those people around you expect you to be more productive because it's just online class. Well, in fact, that it isn't. If you relate to my experience or even to my thoughts, I'm sure you can. And I know you know what I'm talking about. They expect you to be more productive. They expect you to be more flexible. They expect you to be initiative. Or to have the initiative. But mostly these times, you feel weaker than you were during those times that you haven't had online class. That's a reality. They shouldn't or they can't expect you to be more productive if you yourself is not strong enough already. Yes, you're strong. You're here. You haven't gone into a situation where you wanted to end your life. But remember, your body, your brain, everything that surrounds you, it's just tiring you out, right? It's just exhausting to the point that we all have mental health problems. How many times did my brain or did my head ache since pandemic? A lot of times. But when I was in the face-to-face class, I barely had all of those headaches. I had maybe twice, quadruple times. But during the pandemic, wow, I was so surprised that I had a week where I put on a salon pass. If you know that salon pass, it's like a strip with a rectangular shape that you can apply to your body if your body is aching. Yeah, whatever part where you put it, I mean, it's your choice. It doesn't matter which part. For example, I have a headache, so I will put on the strip, and later on it will be gone. I had a lot of headaches and a lot of things that I've concluded during these times and this pandemic, and it's really unhealthy. Just face to face is difficult, but it's healthier than what we have. I mean, they can't expect you to be productive today because it only says that you have your online classes and they expect you to do your household chores, do this, do that, even if you're busy. Because mind you, online class is busier. I think face-to-face classes are better, but it's just my own experience and my own opinion. But it depends on the others and it differs in others. We have different opinions, different experiences, but we can learn from each other. Well, anyways, I'm not going to make this any further. Okay, I'm not going to prolong this because I know that you're really tired of hearing my voice. Kidding. But yeah, I've just gone through the last season, so I'm just hoping that this first season will sizzle you up, and this is just a gist of what is to come. And anything that subdues it. So thank you so much, and once again, I'm Jenny, and I will never ever stop saying thank you because you deserve it, and you deserve all the praises after all that you've gone through. And you know, I may not know you, but I know that you've gone through something. You deserve the thank you, the congratulations, the welcomes, and everything. You deserve it. Be you. Once again, I'm Jenny, and thank you for listening to the Nightcast podcast. Please, please, oh my god, I'm so sorry. Before I end this, I forgot my Twitter account. Oh, Twitter account for the Nightcast podcast. Stay tuned. Yes, I've already said that on my first and second seasons, but yeah, I'm a bit busy, so just wait for it, okay? Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, and yeah, I hope you had a good time listening to my sentiment, and I hope that you'll have a good time after this. Thank you, Anne. Ciao!